Hey Taita Ola Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu chevechi diki uhlelo The Connection which yours truly your boy uBig Mike aka Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to our youth program Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle once again namhlanje. Today is Tuesday the 25th of June 2019. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu chevechi diki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the economic situation in the country following the dumping of the nation's multi-currency system. For those that do not know, Minister of Finance, uProfessor Mthuli Ncube, yesterday announced ukuthi ilizwe lethu does not use multi-currencies anymore. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, imali ekunze kwenyika, ma US dollar, ma Pula Nema Rand, Anzina Professor Mthuli Ncube, they do not work in the country anymore. This means that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe now only has one official tender, one official trade tender in the country. That means kana muri muZimbabwe mofana ngoshandisa ma RTGS, EcoCash, uyeje ma bond notes. In a meeting today with journalists, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated government's position, something that was echoed by Professor Mthuli Ncube yesterday. Let's take a look.
How much money do you think Zimbabwe could make from the sale of ivory if you got the net?
Zimbabwe has gone back to normalcy. And the normalcy is a country must have its own currency. That's normalcy. We were living in an abnormal situation, and you should be the first to congratulate us for becoming normal again. As regarding the second aspect of your question about, you said, the national currency, what we've removed with the basket of currency, we've removed them. And our current currency is denominated either by the coins, the bond note, or the RTG. All that is domestic. It's still allowed to do the national transactions in the economy. But we have not banned the possession of any other currency, except you cannot transact in any shop. If you want to buy your tea and they have your American dollar or your euro, Bloomberg or American dollar, then you must go to bureau to change. You change there and go and have your coffee. That's what they've done. That's what is normal. That's what they've done.
We won't ban our stamps. We'll keep our stamps. And there's no crime in keeping our stamps.
All right, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Those were the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa today when he was speaking with the journalists. Well, that notion was met by resistance, of course, folks, by some members of the business community in Mashingo who have continuously sold their goods in US dollars. New currency aside, Zimbabwe's economy has been met by several different economical problems, such as the electricity shortage in the country. This is something that's affecting businesses in different manners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, young entrepreneurs. So I'm looking to hear from you all, Zimbabwe omuhle, ukuthi konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Patinotarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. How is this affecting you, sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe? Takatarisira kuva nema business men and business women vachanga vachipinda muchirongwa vari vanhu vechidiki vachanga vachitudzawo kuti ivo chekutanga, what is their opinion when they're talking about quote unquote new currency iripo munyika nekuti we can't call it new nekuti tagara tichishandisa ma RTGS tagara tichishandisa eco cash chango chinja ndechekuti chi you can't use mari yekudzimwe nyika and by you can't means you cannot use it as an official trading currency. +12024650318 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp, Zimbabwe Muhle. Oh, sorry, let me fix that. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air. Or, of course, you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Tikutefenyu rapa masai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa ubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet tikutefenyu rapa nema web page edu ma Tattoo. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com. We're broadcasting live on www.voashona.com. And we're also broadcasting live on www.voandevilet.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, Labo Abatanda, if Facebook, we're live streaming as we speak on our three different Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So lingakhohlwi phela zilukandaba musakanganwe kuisa ma like nema hat kana muchifarira chirongwa kana muchifarira zvamuri kunzwa zviri kubuda pachirongwa motudzawo maondore enyu nyorai pama Facebook page edu matatu VOA Shona VOA Ndebele uyezve pa VOA Studio 7 and most importantly don't forget to share kuitira kuti tione no wandu wedu.
Hey, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana utaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle @BigMike3 is the username. Go Twitter, njalo go Instagram. Go to Zimbabwe Muhle, musakangano tripana papa mapeje edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele for the next hour. Saka msatize mchienda umchino nditsvaga ku Twitter neku Instagram, ndiri pano pa mapeje edu, amofarira zvikuru sa. Welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you just joined us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, yours only, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike, nasi tugu tarisa nyaya ye mamiru wakaita upumi wenyika. Nezuro cha ye takanzu wa Professor Mtuli Ngube acha announce achita aiwa nyika edu, aicha shandise marize ye kudzimwe nyika. Hanzi kana une US dollar, kana une bond, kana une pula, hanzi chimbo makasa, chimbo mira, nekuta aicha shande munyika. Kuti tinzwe kuti nyaya iyi iri kunetsa anana businessman anana businesswoman seiko munyika tabatawo umwe wechidiki ane business rake riri munyika Mr. Tendai Choto. Vachoto, wakamwaka mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Tinotenda kuva muchirongwa mukoma Mike.
Nyaya iri mumugango mainzwa mamiriro akaita upfumi wenyika nezuro takanzwa kuti nyaya yekushandisa mayusa, nyaya yekushandisa mapula uyezve nyaya yekushandisa mari yekudzimwe nyika womakasa hazvichashande munyika. Imi somwe wechidiki anoita business munyika makatambira mazwi ava Mtuli Ngube seiko?
Hatina kuzvitambira nekufara nekuti tinotarisa kuti chakambokonzeresa kuti tive nemamulti currencies chii uyezve tagadzirisa here zvakakonzeresa kuti pekutanga tinge tine multi currency. Takaongorora nyaya iyi tichiizeya tinoona kuti nyika iri kuda kuprinta mari, naizvozvo vanhu vanobva vashaya confidence nemari yemunyika yemuZimbabwe nekuti mari yemunyika yeZimbabwe haina chiri kuisupporta. Mari kuti ive mari vanhu vanofanira kunge vane confidence nayo. Ini ndiri umwe wevanhu vakadzidza zveupfumi inova economics. So the basic definition of money is that it must be a generally accepted medium of exchange. Saka tiri kuona local currency yedu RTGS kana kuti havanoti ma bond notes achiva chinhu chiri kugamuchirika kuvanhu vazhinji nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana vimbo yekuti chinokwanisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo machiri. Saka kuiswa kwezimudola ndingangoti nekuskrepwa kwakaita multi-currency regime nezuro zvichakonzeresa kurwadza chaizvo kune vanhu vari mubhizimusi nekuti nyika ichange yaku vazhinji vachatadza kupokiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanoda mumabhizimusi avo nekuti currency yatinenge tichishandisa haisi kugamuchirika. Chinhu chekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunyunyuta chaizvo nekuda kwenew currency iyoyi.
Right, vachoto regai ndikubvunze, when we go back not so long ago, vamthuli Ncube vasati vatora matanhu ekuva finance minister, the first thing I remember clearly him saying was, inangu, when I get into office, the first thing I want to do is remove the bond. Fast forward, he still hasn't removed the bond. The bond became what many would refer to as a trading incentive. It wasn't supposed to be a currency. So in what form, how did it then progress forward to a stage and point whereby it became the official tender and removing the other things that people regarded as official tenders within within Zimbabwe?
Inini sekuona kwangu ndinoona kunge vamutuli Ncube havana ku havaiuya vachida kutukuwana basa iri rekuva finance minister. Vanga vane maonero avo avaiita ekunze. Pavakapinda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vachiona the intricate of the economic situation and arrive in the government, I think at one point he then realizes that he cannot maneuver very, very much without controlling the monetary policy. However, I am disappointed because Professor Mutuli Ncube seemed to have made a 180-degree U-turn from what he had said, because I remember very well, and I was part of a discussion with my friends and colleagues about, and we were excited about the coming in of Professor Mutuli Ncube. But I think it's more political than economic, because one would really not bring in, would not scrap the multi-currency regime if you have not addressed the fundamentals. And this is just a self-destructive path. This matter will not end very well. Because you look, there are a lot of things that are to be considered. We are a net importer. We import more than we export. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to finance the gap of our imports?
All
practically
right.
Almost everything is imported.
Mm-hmm. Vachoto regai ndibokubatai pamuromo nditore muteereri, but I have a couple of questions ndamboverenga macomments evateereri vedu. They are very, very crucial questions that I'm hoping you can address. Saka achimbobatai parunhare nditore muteereri, handiti baba.
All right,
udabolo kone kudwini lukhanya ngani luyajisa kuthiwa sesi le currency izimdola ikhona kuthiwa nxa ule mali yakwamanye amazwe bond pula I think city bond pula rand US dollar pansi, no, doesn't work in the country. Wathi ngithathe mlaleli sizwe ukuthi yena uthini. Khola khola mthereri wekutanga api namjirongwa ndiyani ari parinari.
Hello.
Baba zuri kufambe.
Ngiyakhuluma Nkosi yami njalo.
Siphilile baba, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
NguDumezweni Ndlovu.
Ndlovini usungenile kuhlelo baba, unjani?
Hayi siphilile mfowethu.
Udabula khona egudwini uluzwile baba. Sesi nangu uhulumende uthi nxa ule bond sengisithi bond nxa ule user nxa ule pula nxa ule rand hayi akusasebenze elizweni, wena uthini ngalokho?
Okokuqala ngibone ngani uhulumende wethu ube lezigwenxa ku-economic policy. Uyabona ukuthi nxa usenza ama-decision ku-economic policy kumele kube le ndlela yokuyenza esingathi thina yi-survey, wonke into lo yenzayo izaba lomphumela onjani. Then ususenza esingathi thina economic consultative forum, ubize ama-consultative partners amaningi, then ama-ideologists amaningi, uzwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. So phile into ezivabheke amani, sasilama-institutions amakhulu anjengabo-University of Zimbabwe, o-NUST, silama-o-lecturer, o-professor abazingcitshi ekwenzela izinto lezi ababizwa inxa yokuthi vele yon-education yeZimbabwe academically ikhangelele phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi uthi uhulumende ulezigwenxa uzahlalele ezigwenxa ngoba kananzelele ukuthi vele imfundo iqakathekile. Isophithi yokuthi i-decision le ayenzileyo ayilunganga. Okunye futhi enhlala ngutsho uhulumende kayenelise ukuvuselela ibhenki baba. I-banking sector yeZimbabwe ifile
abantu abasebenki bayesaba ngoba ibank ayiniki iinterest. Ibank kumele inike iinterest baba. Ibank ifana lenhliziyo epompa igazi. Kumele imali isekhulethe omunye ayithatha umuntu A ayithatha uB ayithatha uC ayibole uD ayicupha. Njalo njalo imali isekhulethe sese sikhuluma ngokuvuselela iindustry yethu. Iindustry le bank sector kuhamba ndawonye ngumuntu lomzakho omunye ioxygen omunye igazi. Abenza ibiology ungakhiphi ioxygen there is no life. Ungakhiphi igazi there is no life. Kuhamba ndawonye baba.
Awungitshele ke baba Ndlo ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Yeah, umuntu osakhulayo ngoba ngi-handicapped ku-disability portfolio sithi thina even nanxa ngiyi-42 years ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba abantu abagogekileyo saphuza ukungena isikolo samarginalize ungakukhethi nangena ugrade 1 ngile 12 years so ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba vele uyasubtracta 12 years from 42 kusho ukuthi
ngibe-32
angizezwanga ngayezwa umumo welizwe so ngiyi-youth engaboniyo emela ilungelo labantu njalo ngithanda ukuthi uhulumende abantu abagogekileyo bathwele nzima kakhulu abangaboni kalungisa into zakhe ze-economy a consult into ehluphayo ukuthi akukhonse kunje thina bangaboniyo sibizwanga o council for the blind abatshelwanga o national league for the blind azange batshelwe abantu abangaboniyo bathwele nzima kulama talking systems asincedisayo ukuthi sisebenzise izimali zwane ezizibuyayo you know I get to wonder abasifuni phezulu ukuthi basiconsult basiqhathe sibatshele ukuthi sifunani sithwele nzima labo gogo emakhaya abakwazi izinto lokho so we need to have a consultative forum singakwenzi izinyo izinto bonani uhulumende kumele ukuqalisele khona phi kokuphela ukubusa kwangkhona madoda
right awungitshele ke Ndlovu njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili siguguteka nina njengabantu angithi ushilo wathi ngumuntu ongisakhulayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abaphilele izweni how are you surviving bafo how
ukuzima baba siphila ngegod's grace uja kubudgeteki uyisiguya family person abantwana sehle uthi siyaba angila sicathulo ngihamba isicathulo esisodwa I'm a teacher by profession sebenze bekwazi lapha ukudlula ubaba uDumezweni uDlovu nqa ngiyathi isicathulo sami sezisibobokile can you imagine kuyasikhathaza labantwana abasela inspiration they can't even see they can't even wish when I was learning way back I used to be like my teacher I used to be like my professor yakhumbula ngisakhula ngangihawukela ukuthi baba umgqabo ukhuluma njani isikhiwa ngangile zilo ukuthi I need to read o Shakespeare pass and even linguist but that zeal has just vanished.
Hayi sikuzwile Ndlovini, danki ngokungena kuhlelo, make sure ukuthi next week uzaba ukhona ngithi baba.
Ngiyabonga obe, thanks very much.
Baba. Thank you so much. Right, liyamuzwa. Ayi ngibonile ama hearts, lama likes vele. They were raining abantu bayathanda lokho kushiwe nguNdlovu. UNdlovu ushilo wathi hayi first things first, it's very important for people to consult the all stakeholders elizweni. Nibabuze ukuthi kanti is this exactly what you guys want before making ama decisions akhona? Very, very happy about the fact ukuthi we have one member of the business community elizweni uTendai Choto. Tendai uchiripo parunarera.
Ndiripo.
Right, manzi wazwazwitaurwa na vandlovu here ka ndombo kutsana ngurai. Right, Ndlovu was making a lot of points there. The first one being, he finds it very important that before government makes decisions, they need to consult all stakeholders. You, of course, being part of the business community, Elizwen, were you guys consulted? Or Magango Mukao Zhagungunzi, no more USA, no more Pula, no more Rand?
There was no consultation. I actually found it on a... I learned of this on Friday afternoon. There is a journalist I follow called Hope Yoshinono. He made the announcement on his page that there is something that is cooking. And yes, we knew that this is the only last route that the government would take, really, because they cannot maneuver in stabilizing the economy. According to Professor Mkilingobe, using the U.S. dollar. But however, I think he is actually, this will worsen the situation on the ground because people have no confidence in the RTGS. Mm. It has been eroded of value. So you can't really introduce something and ban something that is valuable, something that is critical to the functioning of a number of things, sectors in Zimbabwe, and say that there is no more multi-currency regime. Like I earlier on said, that this will not end well. We need the sufficient conditions that are necessary for the reintroduction of a ZIM dollar. I don't know whatever term we may call it when it comes, mm-hmm. but I think it must be backed by production, and it cannot just be introduced via speculation. It will not end well.
Right. Ndine umwe muteereri parunare, but regai ndikubvunze one more question before I go to the caller.
Okay.
Now, you know, usually Manzwa zvataurwa navamunangagwa, he was saying kuti it's very important for any country in the world to have their own currency. He was talking about how Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. How he's saying, Kuti, some people, there's some people, like I explained earlier on, who are very defiant, who are still selling stuff, nema yusa, nema rand, and so forth in their stores. Vamunangagwa vari kuti aiwa chinhu chakakosha zvikuru kuitira kuti nyika ive necurrency yavo. You know, if you go to Britain, you use the British pound. If you come to America, you use the US dollar. If you go to Botswana, you use the Botswana pula. If you go to South Africa, you use the South African rand. So what's wrong with Zimbabwe using the Zimbabwean dollar?
Okay, fine. First and foremost, I totally agree that a country, a sovereign country, must have its own currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the currency must be supported, because there is no need to introduce a currency that we are seeing freely floating on the... Because we use the black market as the basis of what's going on, what's the value of that currency. It's losing value. It's not gaining. There is no meaningful production that's happening in Zimbabwe. So once we do not, if we do not have the sufficient conditions to support a currency, we should not jump the gun and just say we want to have our own currency for the sake of having our own currency. The question that people would have in their mind is, are we not heading to troubled waters of 2008? Because mm-hmm. we should have learned from 2008. The economic tsunami and earthquake that we experienced as Zimbabweans, and I think we have institutional memory to go back to understand what worked and what did not work. So we cannot continue to do same things and expecting different results. To me, I'm not impressed. But it is the right thing to have a currency, but the currency should be backed by production. But we have no real production in the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, regai nditore mutereri vachoto, then ndokudzoka kwamuri. Ndokunzwa kuti ndine mutereri ekwengweni, kola mutereri, mapinda muchirongwa, ungano kone kwengweni. Mutereri, hello?
Hello?
Yes, papa, unjani?
Muri right here.
Mushe, mkoma, haripari nare hapo ndiani?
Mkoma ngoni.
Mkoma ngoni, ndimi kama topinda muchirongwa, tino mkamchirai?
Tapinda, imita merina yonde kwa re, nangire, yes, tapisa, nauri farira, because nikaimu matambo, because right now, tukatarisa, kutuwa visa, kutatari shandi, atotri shandi, nita. My price, my shop, because Vaguda was here up and red, but one of the engaji, US for the sea of a break market. But as you shunned, what is in the group in the Mika? The Vagun, the rooms is a thing with the forex, but the forex, as it got up, China Mika, and it's going to be in sorrow. The rope was there to a room, boy pass.
Zvino mukoma ngoni ndimi kamuri paground apa kuZimbabwe. Tiudzeiwo kuti imi muri kurarama sei sezvo economy vanhu vari kuchema chema kuti yane nguva refu zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Wangu kurama kwaoma because vakati asati vashandise chikara zvireta mari acho nemareta ari munhu akutambira mosvainja akutambira $25-$30 havasina mari kuti chararama.
Manje kana makuti munhu wese ari kutambira $20 nema $30 vamunangagwa ava vari kuti nezirofu zvekare takanzwa mutuli ncube achitaurawo zvinhu zvakafanana vachiti isu taakudzosa dhora kuitira kuti zvinhu zvese zvive normal munyika. Hanzi kana makutenga nekuti muri kumhanya muchiti kubasa taakuda kubhadharwa neusa nekuti hanzi patopinda mashop tobhadharwa nevanhu vari kuti mashopkeeper vari kuti aiwa isu pane price yakachipa yeusa asi bond riri kudhura zvinhu zvese zvofana hanzi maprices amfaudzika. Imi hamubvumirani nazvo here hanzi ndizvo zvatakazviitira kaizvozvo?
Haina handibvumirani nazvo bond isu tofanira kushandisa. Yes, the boy stabilized. You can't have our own currency because in Kayeda in the industry. Economy, they are at this case, the US, you know, boys are stabilized.
Mhm. Aiwa takunza zvakanaka mukoma mukoni tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudzoke next week andes.
Amaita basa.
Right, zuluka ndaba liya muzwa nangu mnumzana ungoni ngomunye umlaleli wethu uthi hayi mina angithembi lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende. Hanzi izvi zvakaitwa na hurumende. This notion that was done by government, I pansi, I don't support it. Ngatidzokere kuna vachoto tanzwa kuti vari kuti mukoma choto muchiripo parinarere. Right, vateereri vari kupinda muchirongo vari kuchema vari kuchema. Ndamboverenga imwe comment apa papeji redu revoa Ndebele. Munhu abvunza mbvunzo wakanaka zvikurusa. Vandibvunza nyaya yemaforeign banks aya. Munhu wese anga pane vanhu vanga vane mabank account where they used to put ma US dollars ne mari yekunze kwenyika. Varukuti, they, what exactly is going to happen with those accounts? You guys are in the business community. I would like to believe at some stage and point you were working with foreign currency importing stuff.
For sure.
Mm.
We are not so sure because, you know, this move was just a fast move that has caught everyone unawares. So, and they, you know, the advent of the social media also makes things worse because there are already messages which are circulating on social media that banks have been stopped from allowing people to access their Nostro accounts. I'm not saying this is an official position. I don't know. I am yet to find out. But if that is the case, it is very regrettable because at some stage, people's FCA accounts, if they are raided, then we are just defeating ourselves. We are not creating the necessary confidence that people would want to invest into Zimbabwe, people would want to do business with us. They have that level of comfort and confidence. So I can't comment on assumptions, but we have to hear what is the next move and how it will be communicated to us as the people in the business and as entrepreneurs. But I think at the moment there is panic, there is a lot of misinformation that is being peddled, and one is really to be selective with information that is coming through. But if it is true, it's really regrettable, and we should learn from the past. I always say the past should always give us lessons. Mm-hmm. It is a key teacher of what not to do and also what to do. So we have been on this road before, and we should learn from the mistakes of the past.
Right. Tichiri panyaya imwe chete your Forex. We've spoken with a couple of young people and businesses, and some of them are saying, when I buy my stuff, I use rands. I go to South Africa, I buy my stuff. When I buy my stuff, I use pulas. I go to Botswana, I buy my stuff to import. When I go to other places, some places say they want US dollars. So now that the government is saying that the local tender, the official tender, is going to be the bonds, the EcoCash, and the RTGS, where are you guys as the business community supposed to get this Forex from?
If I read very well what Professor Mchelenyobe said yesterday, he says that they are going to support the interbank. But it has to be seen how they are going to support it. And Zimbabwe practically is a net importer, as I earlier on said. 90% of the things that are being consumed in Zimbabwe are being imported. Mm-hmm. So that is the key challenge to say, how are they going to fund that? And does the interbank have the capacity to provide for the Forex requirement? One has to see, and it's still too early. But what I've seen today in Harare is that people continued accepting US dollars. and I think the big players, they took a position. I won't mention a name, but I went into a big space shop. I wanted to get into their shop this morning. They were closed. So, but the small guys in Kaguri, they were accepting US dollars. So I think actually people will continue trading in the instruments that they feel comfortable about, because you can't go to, you have entrepreneurs who are going to South Africa, to China, to Dubai, bringing wares into the country. They if they accept the RTGS dollar, they will not be able to restock. So it's a tight situation, and one we have to navigate it properly. And let's see. You know, it's now a question of going to be wait and see. But as I've said earlier on, it won't end well. That's the general feeling that I have. But whatever move that is not inclusive, a move that is too fast a trend, that is not support of the people, people may just reject it. Because really, a current should be generally accepted. If people don't accept it, it defeats its purpose of being a current.
All right. Mkoma Choto, regai ndukubate ipamromo, nditore umomtereri. It's a matter of confidence. Ndizo zvikutaura naTendai. Matter of confidence. Anzi vanhu are not confident in the RTGS. Imi, vateri redu, are you confident? +12024650318. Tinyorere message pa WhatsApp. Lako njalo ukusifonela live ecengweni lingene lani kuhlelo live on air. Lingasifonela kucingo inombolo ngu +12026192077. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi sengilomlaleli ecengweni. Khola mthereri mapinda mjirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Zuru Fambe.
Magazine, I don't go, Mike.
Ah, Mushe, Arpar, Nara Pandian.
Don't go, don't go, and drink for a drink of Messina.
Mkoma Gomba, Argu Messina, go, Zuru Fambe, Argu Messina.
Ah, Pagaipa.
Dimika Muru Kunzequenica, Anzi, Maria Yamurkunze, I just handed Mika, Munotina, Jesus.
Yeah, I report you could do a tour in the Rasango Fana and the Moon, Arguna Matri, Chim Soro, Evachis, or Mudum. Nobody put out a bandrig and people would have another wrong answer that she should beat it up as he didn't make a good thing. Yeah, you could go to Kemari, Zimbabwe, Shakatanga Muna, 2000, when Vasaka was the opportunity of Shandama, US dollar, and as you married the good thing you can do here. Shakatashukamuna, 2008. Kuburizani inclusive ndizvo zvakazvita kuti zvisa mari kuAmerica nedzimwe mari dzakaita zvemaranzi iri nyaya yekurakidza kumutsidza upfumi saka so far vamutuli nuve kuti vazvisvika pakuzvita danho ravatora iri vari kufungidzira kuti kushandiswa kwedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika ndizvo zviri kudonhedza economy asi iri nyaya yeindustry kuti munyika hamuna industry inoita kuti tikwanise kusumuka mune zveupfumi
Zvino mukoma gomba chodi nekuti hurumende iri kuti aiwa nhasi kubva nezuro taakushandisa bond taakushandisa RTGS taakushandisa eco cash todi kuti tiendere mberi tivake nyika yedu kuitira kuti munhu wesafari
kuti nyika igondokuendera mberi chachirongodiwa chete nyaya kuti iendere mberi shandisa mari dzekudzimwe nyika tokwanisa kusumudza chinhu chinonzi indastry kuti chinhu chakauraya indastry kuti nyaya yechi 20% yavaitora iyi vari kutoziva ndo vakauraya nyika vanhu ivava ndo zvekare vakutanga kuuraya kuti vanhu vanga vakutanga kusimuka nemari yekudzimwe nyika saka chavari kuda iyo ndechekuti havasi kuda kuti tsuro idye uswa hwakareba ndezvavasiri kungoona chinhu zvatiri kungoona apa bcause ivo kudzimba dzavanhu ivo vaka vana muchuri nuvava bhondo havatombodibata
Saka imi ndoza angu kuti munombosvikawo munyika muri kurarama seiko mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe muri kurarama sei
kurarama pakaipa mukoma wangu nekuti kana vari kumusha vachisowa zvakutongosvika pakutongwaomera mona saka mhino kuti ivo vachazofamisa kuti asi haipapa pakatova zvigonogamuchirika zviri nyorezvi
aiwa mukoma gomba takunzwai zvakanaka tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa Aiwa musatye mukoma chirongwa ndechenyu chogara chikufonerai mopota muchingodzoka handiti
handika maita basi
Right utabalo kone kutwini mtswakazo muhle Zimbabwe omuhle lizwile kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomulumlaleli tine umwe mutereri abva kupinda pachirongwa tinotenda vagomba kola mutereri abva kupinda muchirongwa ndiani ari parunare mlaleli
Yebo.
Unjani kutaka?
Ndinofara.
Ari parunare apo ndiani?
Ndi Robert ari kutaura mukoma.
Mukoma Robert. Mapinda muchirongwa ndiri kuona kuti muri ku South Africa uko. Muri kupi ku South Africa?
ndiri ku Rustenburg.
Mhm. Hanzi na hurumende mari yenyu yamogara muchiunza marand zenyu haticha hanzi a chimbomira muri kutumira hama dzenyu kumusha asi hama dziri kuti atichakwanise kuishandisa munyika munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Ini semaone zvisaro pane mashoko aya akataurwa nevakuru ama VP vakati it won't work.
Asi mkoma Robert VP, mkoma Robert VP vakati it won't work, it will work, you will work and it will work. Saka VP vakati zvichashanda nenharo nangu mukadi. Eh?
Ya, munoona nyairi kuti ndamwa dzonga dekuti mutaurwa nevamwe vanhu vese vari kutaura ava ichokwadi kuti what currency takayadzokuta for a reason takayadzokuta nekuda kwezvikodzero nekuda kwezvinhu zvaitinetsa mukati menyika yedu ende zvinhu izvona nhasi zvisiripo saka there is no point yekuti what currency your eye will stretch out ndayekuti achiri kutodiwa zvakasimba kuti ange ari anoshanda for the betterment yeupenyu hwevanhu vemuzimbabwe dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vakaita sana mutiringuru yava vanouya zvishuva vane shungu yekuita basa zvakanaka. I remember takabe tina vasimba makoni sometime takauta vana gono mukundonhiki murezident muya muya but vanhu iya vane njere dzavo dzakapinza idzodzo vanti vapinda mugavhenmendi yezanup f hamena kuti zvinoitika vanenge vanochinjwa iri mafungiro wopuwa mamwe maideologies asichashande asinesa vanhu imi semaonero andokuta ndeyekuti pavanenge vari kuti mari iyoyi uri kuishandisa palocal market redi ipapapo ndivo kuti vazotumira vanhu vaemutika mutema vachinotora iyo maforeign currency iwa avari kuti iwayo hapanonge ari kushanda for their own good which is very unfair which is very selfish of our leaders saka semaonero andokuta imi inhaho ndotinonzi chamutengure chamutava nhava mwana wosvamudumbu mai wosvamutsana abereka umwe ndiani pakadai apo.
Aiwa takunzwa zvikuru samukoma Robert, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handiti.
Zvakanaka, thank you so much.
Right, nangu munyu mulaleli uyangena kuhlelo uRobert uti hayi hayi loko kwenziwa nguhulumende I'm not happy. Kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye losimo somnotho Zimbabwe muhle nguva ndidzo dzakuenda ai nguva dzinomhanya mani nguva kuZimbabwe uko dzava 8:37 kunoku kuAmerica 2:37 chirongwa The Connection lilami uMike Hove tichiri panyaya imwe chete as we continue the conversation about the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. Another thing that seems to be affecting isimo somnotho elizweni nyaya yeproduction mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika is the issue of power cuts. Now, not so long ago, Minister of Energy and Power, Mr. Fortune Chassis himself, echoed sentiments which Nyikayedu owes so much money to Eskom and other companies that give us power. This is something that's affecting entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and everyday people elizweni. Let's take a look as they tell us more.
I could see that I was a little bit of 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 a little
Tutaba lukhona eGoodwini abantu bayakhalala bathi izinto azimanga nguhlelizwe umnumzana oqala yena sisithi ugesi lwayahamba ngo-5 bese lubuya hayi during the night so umuntu sokumele ukuthi atshintshe iclock yakhe asebenze ebusuku ukuze athole ithuba lokusebenza lapho kulogesi lizwe njalo omunye ugogo umama sekhuluma sithi abantwana bona labo they can't read anymore ngoba ngathi sengiyothenga ikhandlela liyabiza imali eningi njalo if I go buy firewood yabiza imali eningi angisela imali yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto so ngiyabashiya abantwana bayosibhodela bayodlala ngaphandle nxa sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sibabize bangene phakathi siyababiza kodwa hayi kuthiwa the whole day umntwana uyazobe ezenzela intando yakhe ngaphandle ngenxa ukuthi ngamtshela ukuthi buya come it's time to read I can't ngoba kumele yena they need electricity lights for them to read Nantu tabulu kone kutwini isimo somnotho siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka mama irakaita upfumi wenyika anzi kuZimbabwe zvinazvo nakumira mushe asine zuro professor Mthuli Ncube vaka introducer vakati nyayenyu yekuya nema user yekuya nema pula nekuya nema rand chimbomira iwo makasa amchakwanisa kuzvishandisa anzi it's not a bad thing having it on you by the way nokuti pandakaona upa padande mutande some people thought that maybe it's now illegal for me to have forex no that's not what professor Mthuli Ncube was saying he was saying it's okay for you to have forex if you have forex keep all the forex if you have $1 billion it's all right keep it kodwa you can't use it to trade elizweni kuthiwa sokumele uye ebhanga uyotshintsha imali yakho and you come back nama USA ne bond bese uyothenga isinkwa uyothenga ichukela ngezinto ezijeneyo there's certain things that you can still use your US dollars your rands your pulas for such as air flights and you know people in the business community you can still use it to go buy your goods ngaphandle kwelize kodwa elizweni when you're buying ichukela when you're buying isinkwa and the basic essential necessities kumele usebenzise i-local currency nantu tabalu khona eGoodwini but joining me is my second guest he's also a young entrepreneur elizweni he's the co-founder of Open Minds Initiative he was here not so long ago in Washington DC ngale ku World Bank ebanikeza labo inkulumo he was talking about development nxa sisixoxisana ngokuthuthukisa kana tichitaura nezve kusimudzira vanhu vechidiki joining me live via telephone kubva ku Zimbabwe uko ndivatate na Magetsi Mr. Magetsi Welcome, mune chirongwa chedu.
Thank you, Nkoma, zviri sei?
Mushe, Nkoma, zviri kufamba.
Kubata-bata, ungoona nyudzi dzatiri kutaura.
Right, ndachimbotaurawo navatendai choto, navo he's a businessman munyika. Ndichivatsanangurira ndikati nezuro takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube vachiti hanzi, kana une bond rako, hanzi kana une pula rako, kana une rand, kana une USA, chimbomira kuzvishandisa munyika nekuti hazvichabvumidzwa. Wakufana kuenda kubank onochinja mari yako obata obata bond obata RTGS oya uzotenga zvinhu zvako munyika imi seve chidiki varuta zvema business muri kuzvitambira sei munyika
izvizvinhu zvekuti zvino logic yazvo ino doubtika nguva zhinji because ukatarisa kuti panotorwa currency yakafana nezim dollar yobva yari introducing zim dollar back into the system as the sole currency in a mono currency type of an economy isusu tisina confidence ne zim dollar chona hazvina kwazvinotisvidza so this decision by the government to choke down the idea yekuti accept ma bond inoti affect nenyaya yekuti hakuna munhu angade ku chingeta bond kuti mangwana rinongomukara kwira mune saka izvichawedzera pressure pakuti vanhu vatsvage ma US dollar kuti vangogara vakachengeta mari inoita si inochengeteka zviri consistent
Asi imi seve chidiki vane mabhizinesi munyika muri kushanda seiko this is not a surprise vacho toambotsanangura vakati this seems to be a repetition zvakaitika not so long ago kuZimbabwe tatine mabalance checks takaita zim dollar pakauya zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana kwakuya RTGS zvekare so this is not new to Zimbabwe imi seve chidiki muri kushanda sei
ukatarisa station instrument 142 of 2019 yakati yala ichiintroducea zvekutiita zim dollar radzoka ukatarisa kuti pazvese zvayakataura nezvayakaexplaina hapana mobvira pane anything chakanyorwa kuti chakarambidza kuti mapurize achajwe in US ozoretwa into bond Saka ndiro kuna ungoza munu di service yangu yi 20 US. Yo zoni badara equivalent yi 20 US in bond.
Mm.
That is the only strategy mwenge ilipo. But shansama price is in US.
All right, it's about equivalency, it's about confidence. Bata ipa runare wama gets in tange, nizokere kuna vachoto, tinzo kutuwa noti. Vachoto, mchiripo pa runare rapu. Mr. Choto?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Right. Nyaye confidence keeps coming up, keeps coming up. Earlier on, we were watching ZCTU give a press conference, and for them, they said what Mthuli did was illegal. Is that true?
They said it was what?
It was illegal. Hans introduction. Zira ya waka unzao nyaya yukuti apache si na nyaya yukushandisa ma multi-currencies munyika. Waka yu wadoti nima undra au it's illegal. Is that, is what Mr. Professor Mthuli Ncube doing, or what he did per se, legal? Is it, is he allowed to do that? To just wake up and ah, is that shadi ta kushandisa currency?
Yeah, I think he's enacted through the Ministry of Finance Act and as the one who oversees the RRBZ.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the issue of the legalities of it, that's for lawyers to find out. But what we simply know and what we have observed as people in business and as young people in business is that he is actually... This will make things very difficult for people to maneuver, and I agree with my colleague what he was saying also too, that the manner in which it has been introduced, it leaves a lot to be desired, because it's almost like one year just to have come in with an intervention, but I look at it as a policy ambush in my definition, because government has to foster certainty, has to foster business continuity. Some of these decisions, I really wonder, I really don't know if they are fostering now the business continuity. Other businesses are just going to go out of business if they are not able to restock.
Mm-hmm. All right, regai tukubate ipa mromo vachoto nditore mtereri, but I'm coming back because I like the idea, what the point that you guys mentioned, the idea of... confidence for an economy to grow. But again, tangen that mtereri, and then I'll come back to both of you as my guests. Kola mtereri, ndukunzo otu maashrika parunari, usukona, usungeni legushelo, apina mchirongwa ndiyan.
Thomas Nyashan.
Ndiyan ari parunari?
Thomas Nyashan, ukaboro nbotana.
Ah, dumelang, dumelang, Thomas Ukai.
Elitera.
Ah, naki, thank you so much, ukeni legushelo. Welcome. Walena Thomas, what's your opinion on everything happening in Zimbabwe?
Okay, mkoma jonga, nyaya ilipo ipachena ipapo. I think nyaya kuti vanhu havachabvumirwa kushandisa maforex ayo. Inyaya kuda kusechana muhomwe, just because manzotarira vanhu ana Mthuli vakamboya vachiti na president vachiti wakaonuko uchita break market uchasungwa uchaenda jail for 10 years. Wakanatokono wati zaramba ushanda. Na asu uno akudzoka nekuti chavari kuda chikwadi chavari kuda vanoda kukorekta foreign currency yese iri muvanhu kuti vakwanise kushandisa ivo nemhuri dzavo, vakwanise kurarama vachibhururuka vachienda munyika dzavanoda. That's why vakatagetwa masanction vanhu ivavo.
Mara Thomas,
they are time.
Utlo. Is there not a possibility, Ahore, like you said, they're trying to collect forex, but it being the idea yokuti wawanawo forex yokupa business community kuitrakt, in turn you boost the economy?
Yeah, on the other hand, it's okay, but that is not the right way of collecting the foreign currency from these individuals. I'm supposed to bring my own foreign currency. No kuda kwete kunzi ichaenda no siya ku bank kana siya ku bank andi murikuona kuti there's that number value exchange in Zimbabwe. Then zvakavhari, so why? Just because those people they train by all means to collect all the foreign currency from the union. For all these are the local guys, they only nevese vari kunze kwenyika vakuzama kuda kutora foreign currency. Hazvishamise nhasi uno muchazwa nyaya ichange yakubuda muZimbabwe vachange vakutaura kuti munhu wese ari kutumira foreign currency abva kunze kwenyika achangaiyangopita mabhenki achingopiwa bond paper. Bond paper or as now no shand a bond paper. Kumbatsana kurpachena chaiko chaiko kuti whether you like or not, just bring it. It's me who's going, who has got the power to have that foreign currency, not Iwewe. Saka, I don't think kuti zvakatowana kuti Iwewe kuti uprofesa wavo uprofesa chaiko chaiko. Not uprofesa chaiko chaiko anatoziva ka. He must know that kuti munina wangu he should have this foreign currency. Kwete kuti foreign currency uye cheche kwandiri muhomwe mangu. Kando shandi sa ini ndirimu hurumende. Makaona ni ma borders, right? Kana kino declare more tenants, ndikunzi you have to pay in foreign currency.
Yeah.
But andimurikuona kuti it's a means of correction if the foreign currency kubva kuvana ndi. But they are supposed to correct it so nicely kuti hano varume. Murikuona pane nyika. Nyika haina kana foreign currency. Saka toita they were supposed to do the outreach programs vachibvunza muvanhu just because nyika itongwene munhu one. Tine maonero akasiyana siyana vanofanira kunge vachibvunzwa kuno uyo nouyo nouyo tese total and then tova nechisungo chimwe chete chokuti pakuda at least about 3/4 ye Zimbabwe kutova zvakadi. So what can we do? Unlike to say mtuinuve ndiye anongopropoza and then na Mnangagwa vobva vapasisa. What's that?
Yakaudzwara.
In makatana nyika dzafana we are in Botswana. Botswana not depend on a diamond. But apart na gesa kudzimwa.
Akaudzwara, akaudzwa. Thank you so much Thomas ndokupinda muchirongwa.
Thank you daddy.
Thank you papa. Right, Zulukandaba Manzwa, the Thomas Angari Parunare. That was Thomas on the line. He was explaining his opinion. He's saying Zimbabwe, Oh, Makasa, you have to fix certain issues before you move over. Right, let me go back to my guest, and Otanga kuna Vama Getsi, mchiripo parunare rapo. Right, you touched on something very essential, the issue of confidence. Now, Hurumende has made this move where they say, okay, right, from today onwards, we're using bonds. How do we then move forward to ensure that people start gaining confidence in the bond, in the RRTGS system, in the EcoCash? How do we move forward? Because for the economy to be fixed, like you said, we need to be confident.
You see, confidence restoration, in my opinion, we are through revocation of SI 142 of 2019. No one can do solution. The government, like if you watch my declaration of challenges I eat my workers last week. My workers in Majinji, Anga Kuchi request my payment in the US. So by that, the government was in the US, Yaga Pango, even though those Kamaka to see the or at US National Church so that people do not keep on wishing to have payment like my salary paid in the US. And it's a choke down decision. You see, could the TT man know gain a confidence? Nobody has a good enough to work, but that's only to take in the way to get out. And not I know who's an Yaman. I don't know what you teach,
got
it.
I watch
out. And the only decision is sustainable. And my solution, I don't know again. You are following what it is, I challenge you.
Again, Romo. Pasara 5 minutes muchirongwa, so let me go back to Vachoto and have him wrapping it up. Vachoto, muchiripo parunare. Right, pasara 5 minutes muchirongwa, so I guess this will be my last question to you. No power wama gets mkano to avario muchirongwa. Hansi Zimbabwe is open for business. In matawara nyaye confidence. Vamnanga gwaruti, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Zimbabwe is open for business. Imin dimiwe business community vacho. How do we move forward ensuring that our currency is backed with some kind of confidence?
Okay. I want to end by calling for political reform in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that most of the problems that we are facing in Zimbabwe, though we are trying to tackle them from an economic point, they are stemming out from a contestation at the political arena. So we need to have a very open conversation and dialogue amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans, first and foremost, to say we have yet contested elections. And this issue has not been truly resolved. once we move to political reforms, I feel and I think that the economy will solve itself naturally, because this thing that we are trying to attract, be it SDI, it's capital movement.
Mm-hmm.
Capital is timid. It does not go to places that are hostile. It does not go to places that have police ambushes, where you just wake up and you hear that there is no more use of this currency. This is what is going to happen. You know, you need to create credibility. So this level of credibility is by two major political parties in the country to come together on the table and discuss outstanding issues. Once they have resolved that, I want to tell you, it doesn't take long to stabilize the economy. We might be fighting and losing battle. So the two main political actors have to find each other, put aside their arrogances, put aside their elements of pride, come together to say, let's save the economy, because there are hardships on the road.
Vachamisa,
if we don't,
Mkoma Choto, vachamisa wakati hanzi zvinzvika naka munyika, 2 weeks to go na kugadzirisa chinhu ichi. Is that even possible?
No, that's being childish of President Nelson Chamisa of MDC. I am neither ZANU-PF nor MDC,
mm-hmm.
but what I know, our problems are stemming from a political crisis, and that crisis has to be resolved, and that's what we need. We need leadership. Leadership from the other end of the party and leadership from also the Chamisa side. They need to come together and solve the problems for Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are desperate. This is a dire situation which needs a political solution so that the economic solution will be easier road to go through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tendai Choto, economist, entrepreneur. Thank you so much. Nokupinda muchirongwa wachoto.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Mike.
All right.
Thank you to your viewer.
Thank you. Perfect. Have a good night. To zokera kuna vamagetsi. 2 minutes zasara muchirongwa. Manzwa zvataurwa navachoto. Petai chirongwa mukoma.
I agree with Zvachitaura namukoma Choto kuti the government yakafosa nomausi in a situation isati yave ready for that.
Mm.
I think there are a lot of economic and political fundamentals which still need to meet before we rush to issues of declaring economic nomausi. Because nomausi of the economy is not declared, it's achieved. That's the difference. And we do not declare kuti zvinhu zvanomau, we achieve nomausi, the process which we have to go through. But the government tried to short circuit that and declare it is normal because we've made this decision on our own. And some of the people, they are presumably based on trial and error intentions. I think the government really needs to consider the sustainability of some decisions before bringing them into the public sphere.
Mm.
For the safety of us as citizens and, of course, for their own integrity as a government of a nation.
Saka, tichipeta chirongwa choti, is Zimbabwe open for business, yay or nah?
Ah, nah.
I want to know that.
When I'm coming, my dear. Zimbabwe, it only could be before this FIU 142 of 2019.
Mm.
Zimbabwe, I'm going to talk about the index of ease of doing business country. Zimbabwe is at the bottom already. Mm. And then we introduce more and more business investors are going to manage. It's another process that the investors to go through. And my investors are going to use their same conscious both time is money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to chase away people from doing business, which means Zimbabwe, we say we are open for business, but we have all our doors gated and closed.
Mm-hmm. I want Kunzo Aizwakanaka Mkoma Tatenda. I wish the program could last longer so we could have you more and more and more and more and more, Pachirongwa. But nguva ndiyo yadyikanana. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda Pachirongwa. Right, Zimbabwe muhle. Sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo lwethu lapasakhulayo pasara 1 minute muchirongwa chinobhururuka chinomhara. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Tatina vatendai Choto, he's an entrepreneur, he's an economist. Tatina zvakare vatatenda Magetsi, ndivo ka co-founder wesangano. He's a co-founder wenhlanganiso Open Mind Initiative. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenileyo kuhlelo. Sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu, sivala uhlelo. Nangu umnumzana uDennis uthi nyaya yemari haida kunyanya kudzidza, hanzi haidi square foot nema formula. Nangu Bruce uthi the issue of the new currency I think is riddled with skepticism. The government should take more time to introduce money. Isikhathi sami sesiphelile. Zulu kwandaba ndathenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. This is the Live Talk, the connection with your boy Mike Hobe. I'm your host, Zimbabwe Muhle. Good night. Bye-bye.